1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you now to the Garden Party with Master Gardener Jan Musen, brought to you by DeBrine Seed on Washington Avenue in downtown Zeeland. And Jan joins us over the phone. She has been, shall we say, laid up in terms of not being able to be ambulatory because of a leg injury. But today she is moving about, but not in the Great Lake State. She is in the Volunteer State. And Jan joins us from Tennessee. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
All right. All is well, I hope, down in Dixie.
It is. It's a lot warmer down here, and the sun is shining.
Ah, yes. We will continue to soldier on, and it is indeed definitely winter has descended. The season, the calendar is there. The ground is there, and let's put it this way: I would think, Jan, that planting for 2013 is over, and it may be not a little, just a little bit too late if you wanted to try to plant something at last minute. Unlike the shoppers, you can't do last minute planting.
No, you can't. And if you have some extra tulip bulbs or daffodil bulbs you didn't get in the ground, you might want to think about putting them in pots right now. It's probably too late. The ground is pretty frozen right now. So at least up there it is, unless you come down here. But it's probably too late to do that sort of thing. But, you know, you can do some indoor growing, you know, if you want to do, you know, start like a little herb garden inside. There's plenty of herbs that you can plant from seed and grow indoors. Especially if you have a south-facing window, that would be a fun thing to do during these kind of long winter nights. As long as you got some light on them, they'll do fine.
You mentioned a south-facing window. Jan, would it also, do you need extra lighting if, say, for example, the configuration of your living unit, be it an apartment or a house, does not lend itself to south-facing windows? Can artificial light help in this regard?
Yeah, you know, just a couple of 60-watt bulbs actually will work, too. Fluorescent bulbs work very well for this. But if you have them on, you know, over the plant or at least very near the plants, a good 12 to 14 hours a day, it should pretty much mimic the south-facing window here up in Michigan. And, you know, you should get some pretty decent results from that.
You don't need to buy any of those new, those fang, I don't know whether or not they even sell them. But when I was younger, they had those, I don't know if it's ultraviolet lights or something like that,
oh,
they're special growing.
There are special growing lights, and they are expensive. But, you know, some people just rig up a fluorescent light, and that works just as good. And today's light bulbs work fine, too. As long as there's a light source, some white light that gets on them, they're fine.
All right. Is it too late to start putting up a bird feeder, or is it, you know, is there no too late in that?
There, it's never too late to put out a bird feeder. In fact, right now at the store, we've got 20% off all the in-stock bird feeders, and there's still a huge selection. Everything from things that look like turkeys to lighthouses to barns to just things that actually look like a bird feeder. There's just a huge selection, and black oil sunflower this week is $12.98 for a 40-pound bag. So it's a great way to get started filling your feeder for pretty cheap. And hey, you know what? If you're going to go to somebody's house this Christmas and you know that they feed the birds, bringing along a bag of black oil sunflower seeds, kind of a nice little, hey, here's my, you know, my gift to you just for having me over. So, you know, think about that, too.
Yeah, you have a big banquet for all the family members. Hey, have a banquet for the birds as well.
That's right. You know what? It's kind of fun to watch them out there, especially in the snow up there. I don't remember what that looks like anymore. I'm just very selectively just eliminating that from my mind right now. But, yeah, it's real important to keep, especially if you have feeders out there, to keep them full. And if you don't, put one out there. You'll be surprised, and you'll be surprised how many birds will come to it.
All right. One other thing about bird feeders, and it's a silly question. I'll be the first to admit, Jan Musen, but there is the traditional-looking bird feeders, you know, the box that looks like a little home and a little hole in the stick and that. And there's these all newfangled ones, and you mentioned some of the new designs. Does it really matter what it looks like in terms of enticing birds? If you have decent enough food, they're going to come no matter how it looks like?
they're going to come no matter what it looks like. So you know what? If your first grader made a bird feeder, hang it out there with pride. The birds will love it. You know, just put out some good food for them, and they will come. Now, some people just like it to look very pretty when you look outside, and we can do that. Or you can make it look just like a feeder. So it's up to you.
It's like a bird field of dreams, you know. You build it, they will come.
They will come. That's exactly it.
1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Jan Musin on the phone with the Master Gardener and the garden party here on 1450 WHTC. Sorry, can't take any calls while Jan's on the phone here. But if you have any questions about gardening, you can get a hold of the good people over at DeBrine Seeds over in Zeeland. Quote, unquote, they're in the book. Jan, sometimes we like to take care of those we like to take care of. You know, feeding the birds is nice. Mm-hmm. Feeding people, feeding animals and those who, shall we say, take the bird feed and think it's their own, that's not so nice.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we don't always like those squirrels and those other little varmints eating all of the feed. There are feeders meant to keep squirrels off. I don't know if there's really such thing as a raccoon-proof one. They seem to be able to get into anything.
But wait a minute. Wait.
I know
how you can get keep the raccoons away. A razor-sharp ribbon around the feeder.
Okay, and then you'll never be able to fill it either.
Well, that gives it that the Ionia look. But anyway, let's move on.
Really, it's the bird penitentiary.
Okay, something we normally talk about in the spring a little bit, and the term varmint is a good way of putting it, but moles and rats and other unwanted guests and visitors. Yes, it is winter. Yes, they might not be crawling around on the ground, but they could still cause you trouble.
Yes, they don't hibernate. Remember, they keep active under the snow. The moles are in the ground, very active right now under the snow looking for food. And those little voles and mice, they just love to be active, too. So, and, you know, the mice, if they can, they will try to get inside. So you might want to remember to keep the bait packs out there. And there are bait stations that you put out so the birds and the neighbors' pets and kids don't get at it. You might want to think about it because once spring comes, you've got to clean up that mess. So it's best if it just doesn't even start. So keep those little guys away for the winter.
One final thing, Jan Musin, and we'll let you go on this. We talked about the fact at the beginning of our conversation that it's a little bit too late to do any planting in the ground now. It's December 24th, and 21st already came and went, and we're already into the winter time. What about protecting plants that are, evergreens, they are outside for the entire winter? Is it too late to put the covering on, or is it not, because you still have a chance to maybe save them?
You have a chance to save them. Get out there, brush off the snow, wrap them up in burlap. You have a chance to save them. They're too expensive to replace all the time. So get out there if you haven't already done, if you procrastinated this far. I know you've got more snow forecast again today and tomorrow, so get out there, especially the ones that are right underneath the roof lines. That snow is going to fall on them, and it will kill it. So let's make sure they're protected.
Enjoy your stay down in Dixie.
I will, and I will actually see you next week because I can actually move around a little bit better.
You'll see Brent, but because I will enjoy the day off.
You will?
Yes, I'm being allowed a day off.
I'm just like, they allow you to do that sort of thing? Well, that's fine. I hope you have a great Christmas.
Have a good holiday and a good New Year, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Jan Musin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. And that is Jan Musin, the Master Gardener, with the Garden Party on 1450 WHTC, brought to you by DeBrine Seed on Washington Avenue in Zeeland.